Hi, Insiders. Ellie Honig here. I hope you're all doing well, staying healthy and safe. As many of you know, I write a weekly note to the cafe community, and I'm excited that we've started bringing you audio versions of it. So here's this week's. I hope you enjoy it. And as always, write to us with your thoughts and questions at letters@cafe.com. Dear listener, I readily admit that we lawyers as a group are easy marks. Lawyer jokes abound, and indeed, we can be picky, obsessive, egotistical know-it-alls. So go ahead, tell your favorite lawyer joke and have a laugh on us. We deserve it. But if you want to see things get truly crazy, watch what happens without lawyers. Because one of the most important services that lawyers provide is to convince people not to do stupid things, or at least not to do them publicly. These past few weeks, President Donald Trump has shown us what happens without lawyers, or when powerful people ignore legal or other expert advice and just do and say whatever the hell they want. Trump has legions of lawyers and other advisors, as any president would, though a disconcertingly large portion of Trump's brain trust, Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, are now convicted federal felons. But Trump is what lawyers would call politely a difficult client, or what normal people would call a colossal pain in the ass. He values the advice and expertise of exactly nobody not named Donald J. Trump. And why should he listen to anybody else, really? By self-proclamation, Trump is a very stable genius, so great-looking and smart, possessed of one of the great memories of all time, with a natural ability for science and medicine, with more knowledge than anybody about topics ranging from ISIS to television ratings to taxes to drones. The chosen one, indeed. The very concepts of advice and expertise are foreign to this administration. The only true measuring stick is sycophancy. Kiss the ring and you'll be rewarded. Trump is surrounded by yes men who know and understand his need for blind praise. Vice President Mike Pence, who seems incapable of starting a sentence with anything but congratulations, Mr. President. Attorney General and see no evil fixer, William Barr, and the crown prince of entitled idiocy, Jared Kushner, to name a few. But those who have stood up and done their job, for better or worse, have suffered the consequences. Just ask General John Kelly, Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, General James Mattis, former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Lieutenant Colonel Alex Vindman, and legions of others. Trump is innately reluctant to heed advice or even to receive it. That's why over the past few weeks, as the country faces a public health and economic crisis of unimaginable consequence, he has repeatedly stumbled over major legal and policy decisions in full public view. We've seen this clumsy dance time and again. Step one, make vague proclamation or threat about invoking the potent legal powers that the president holds in times of emergency. Step two, tweet about how he's strongly considering taking some precipitous action that could trigger a constitutional crisis, just what we need in the midst of all this. Step three, publicly equivocate, begin walk back. Step four, announce some incoherent face-saving half measure. Trump danced this tangled tango with the Defense Production Act, which gives the president staggering power to order private companies to manufacture, expedite, and allocate essential goods. He first claimed that the act was in full force, but he didn't actually use it. He then claimed he was using the act, invoke P, he inexplicably tweeted, without actually doing anything meaningful or enforceable with it. This brought to mind the scene from The Office, where Michael Scott tries to solve his financial woes by ceremonially shouting,
I declare bankruptcy!
Before it can be explained to him that it doesn't quite work that way. Trump eventually did issue an actual order to General Motors to produce ventilators, but without specifying how many, on what timetable, and at what price, effectively rendering his own order mostly ceremonial. Trump repeated the process when he openly contemplated a Mad Max-style quarantine on certain states, including New York and New Jersey. Disclosure, I live in Jersey. This would not have gone well. How exactly was this supposed to be enforced with the National Guard stationed at the George Washington Bridge? Not going to happen. After Trump daydreamed publicly about locking down the northeastern states, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo demolished the silly notion and threatened to sue. And Trump then backed almost all the way down and tweeted a meek travel advisory that was fully redundant of what the states were already doing anyway. In most instances, Trump stumbles to a harmless enough result. Sorta invoke the Defense Production Act, but not really. Issue a travel advisory rather than an actual lockdown. But the process itself is harmful because it undermines public confidence. Anyone watching this disjointed process play out in the public eye would rightly ask, what the hell is going on here? How are these decisions being made? And just how competent is the top guy who makes them? So how would lawyers, or Trump heeding the advice of lawyers, have made this any better? For one, any competent lawyer would have given Trump this basic guidance. We can talk about this stuff, but let's use our indoor voices. Now look, there's nothing wrong with having a deliberative process. In fact, any responsible decision maker should do just that. But do it behind closed doors, not out in the open where the entire world can see it all unfold, especially when that process is an illogical, legally dubious mess. And as an added bonus, Trump might just arrive at better decisions if he could consider the possibility that somebody might know better than he does. Any sentient lawyer would have told Trump that a federally mandated lockdown of the Northeast was not going to fly, legally or otherwise. And a strong advisor might urge Trump to actually use the Defense Production Act to spur production and ensure optimal distribution of crucial goods, given the life or death stakes, rather than just pawing at the act like a cat at a shiny toy. Trump is failing miserably to lead, just when the country needs him most. I don't pretend that effective lawyering could somehow change Trump completely, turn him into an empathetic visionary with sound judgment, but a decent lawyer, if heeded, could sand down some of the more jagged edges of indecision and impulsivity, and might even lead Trump to better outcomes. Make all the lawyer jokes you want, but a good one could be a godsend right now. Stay healthy and stay safe, everyone. If you'd like to receive the Cafe Brief in your inbox, please go to cafe.com/brief.